Water. This precious resource has been on our minds lately. New South Wales is 100% in drought, and we are currently discussing water restrictions and the efficiency of Sydney's water supply. But maybe it's time we start talking about what we already have in place that's working.
Non-potable water is grey water or recycled water.
That's Deputy Mayor of the City of Sydney, Jess Miller, speaking. She is also the Deputy Chair of the Environment Committee.
That's been used for washing clothes. It can be filtered and then used for watering the garden or flushing toilets. So it's insane, I think, when we're in the middle of a drought, to be using perfectly good drinking water for irrigation or for flushing toilets. It just doesn't make sense.
A great example of the use of recycled water is the Central Park precinct in Chippendale. It's the building covered in green walls, making it quite the Sydney icon. But what I found out this week is there's more innovation below. Hidden below the car park, the four basement levels, is the world's biggest membrane bioreactor recycled water facility.
So this whole facility is just a series of tanks.
This pumps, facility underground bottles. Treats rain and stormwater, sewage and other wastewaters so that they can be recycled. Central Park's recycled water system is owned by Flow Systems, Australia's first sustainable water utility. The founder and director, Terry Leckie, spoke about the results of the project.
Well, the result is that we've offset many megalitres of water that has been made available for other people to use. It means that our dams have not depleted as quickly. It's a small contribution, I suppose, to the protection of drinking water for Sydney. But when you take that model and you expand that across the city, then it could be a very large number.
This model is already being used throughout Sydney, with Sydney Water operating 14 water recycling plants. Paul Higham is Sydney Water's Head of Service Planning and Asset Strategy. He explains the extent of water currently being recycled.
Sydney Water are a strong advocate of recycled water. The Rouse Hill scheme is a really good example where we provide recycled water to 32,000 homes. But it isn't the only example in Sydney where we provide recycled water. Sydney Water recycle 43 billion litres of water every year. That's roughly equivalent to 17,000 Olympic swimming pools.
So here we have this innovative system to save drinking water. In the case of Central Park, residents are saving 40 to 50% of their drinking water. So why aren't we seeing this in every apartment complex? Terry Leckie says it depends on the scale of the development. To be commercially viable, he says recycled water plants would work with a precinct of around 2,000 apartments with some commercial properties. However, developers can link up with recycled water plants like Central Park.
Here at Central Park, with the 30% increase that we are going to obtain, we'll be able to provide water to others outside of Central Park. And so some of those developments may be able to connect to that. Also, City of Sydney have a recycled water pipeline that they're creating as part of the light rail project along George Street. And they will need feed water to that, and so Central Park could provide water to that pipeline that runs all the way to Circular Quay, and other buildings, so smaller buildings, could connect to that.
The MP for Balmain, Jamie Parker, explains what can be done to encourage projects like this.
We need to value water. One of the great problems is that because of the way that many people don't value water, they see that the additional cost of something like the Rouse Hill recycling facility is something that isn't justified. But we know, living on the driest continent on Earth, that we can't rely on desalination plants and other modern technical fixes. We need to be making sure that we can conserve and use water wisely. At the moment, we have water wise rules, as they're called here in Sydney, and we're urging the government to introduce the first level or stage one of water restrictions, which reduces some really profligate uses of water, like hosing down with pressure hoses on hard surfaces and other types of water use that we know aren't really necessary but use very large quantities of water.
The Deputy Mayor of Sydney, Jess Miller, says we know the technology is available, and the stakes for thinking innovatively have never been higher. But she says the New South Wales government knows how serious the current situation is, and like everybody, they are thinking of the best way forward.
And what we're seeing with the flow system way of doing things and in making sure that there's recycling of water on developments is great. And I would expect that given the current drought context, that it's in the government's best interest and everyone's best interest to explore what can be done there. So, I'm optimistic. I think that they get it. Like everyone, they're trying to figure it out. And as long as all levels of government and everybody's kind of walking into the problem with an open mind and the spirit of collaboration, then we can find a way through it. I think water's too important to become a political football, so we just have to get on and do the work.
That was Deputy Mayor of Sydney, Jess Miller. This is Marlene Even reporting for 2SER Radio.